When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thursday, September the 19th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. Lots to unpack after yesterday's NXT debut on the USA Network. We'll get into all of that very soon. A cheeky shot fired by AEW last night as well. And an update on the Monday Night Raw commentary team coming very soon.
There are moments in life when everything changes in the blink of an eye. Tonight, don't blink. Tonight, we will show you that we are not just the future, we are the now. There is something special in the atmosphere here. This is passion. This is pride. Groundbreaking, defiant, undisputed, and damn sure unapologetic. We are not your kind. We are here. We are live. R-N-X-T. Let us show you.
Wednesday nights are never going to be the same. From a fired up NXT arena on the campus of Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida, NXT is L-I-V-E on USA.
So last night it happened. NXT made its debut on the USA Network. And yeah, it was quite the show, wasn't it? Some belter matches. Some people getting the airtime that I didn't think would get the airtime on the first show. It was great to see. A lot of guys like sort of Sean Maluta, Leo Rush was a nice surprise as well. Some great women's action as well in that four-way match. A load of stuff went down. The first hour was exclusively on the USA Network. And in that first hour, we saw Roderick Strong defeat Velveteen Dream to become the North American champion. And as the second hour begins, we just see all the members of the Undisputed Era draped in gold. Also, later on that night, Killian Dane and Matt Riddle ended in a non-finish due to shenanigans, and it was announced by William Regal they're going to go again next week, and the winner gets a future shot at Adam Cole's NXT Championship. Also next week, we're getting Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic again. What a way to introduce new fans to wrestling. Give them Lee and Dijakovic. They're going to love that. Eat that up. Triple H held a conference call post-NXT on USA. He started by saying how proud he was of the entire roster and the entire team who put the show together. He also sent out his thanks to Full Sail University, saying without them, this wouldn't happen. And the exciting part is they get to do it again and again and again. He also spoke about the in-ring return of Lio Rush. Lio Rush was a surprise because we weren't entirely sure what his status was with WWE, and Triple H's comments confirm that he's going to be all right. I think he says Lio Rush is a phenomenal, energetic, money performer to me, and I am thrilled that we can put him in this show and showcase what he does. Lio Rush is going to be going for the Cruiserweight Championship on a future episode of NXT now that that belt lives on that show. During the conference call, Triple H was also asked about the return of Tommaso Ciampa. Triple H said he's getting very close. That last couple of percent to getting to 100% is the most frustrating part for an athlete because you feel like you're ready to take on the world, but you can't quite. He's the racehorse right now, stomping and pushing at that gate. And when the doctor tells him go, he's going to come flying out of there. He also took a question on the issues with the WWE Network. You might have seen on Twitter that there was a bit of a malfunction when NXT started its second hour live on the network as well as on the USA Network. And people were reporting that they couldn't get logged in. The episode wasn't working. Triple H said, I don't believe from my understanding it was a massive widespread thing. Bad news travels fast. I think there was a select grouping of people that couldn't log in. With the platform comes glitching and issues. I know they're in the process of figuring it all out. And the final question for the conference call from Fightful, this was discussing what Vince McMahon's involvement would be with NXT. And Triple H said, I received a bunch of texts from Vince throughout the day, excited to see the show, wishing us luck. He also sent me a few texts during the show. He enjoyed it. He loved it. He thought talent did a hell of a job. He sent me a massive congratulations after and said he was thrilled with the product. He embraces the difference. It does feel like Vince will have maybe a little bit of the ear of Triple H to suggest things, but it does look like this is Triple H's ship heading forward, which I think is the answer that all of us fans of NXT really wanted to hear. It certainly felt like the NXT that we love last night, which was great. More of this, please.
This is a revolution!
We broke all of the rules.
Best performers in the world.
Chris Jericho is AEW.
You're challenging that next level athlete.
Oh, God Almighty, the roof just came off.
I want a match that is awesome.
AEW. All Elite Wrestling, a new league rises October 2nd on TNT.
So eagle-eyed wrestling fans may have noticed a little cheeky shot fired during NXT last night. In certain parts of America, there were AEW commercials airing during NXT's debut on the USA Network. Now, judging by Twitter, the commercial aired about 26, 27 minutes into the broadcast. That's a pretty big point where, like, the show would probably have some of its highest figures, I do believe. This isn't the first time this happened this week, actually. There's a few markets in America that got an AEW advert during SmackDown on Tuesday night as well. Cheeky AEW, but I love it. They get their shot on Wednesday nights on October the 2nd. And that is when the Wednesday Night Wars will well and truly get underway. What a time to be a wrestling fan. Meanwhile, with the WWE draft coming up, as well as SmackDown's huge move to Fox, there's a big shakeup in the WWE right now. And it doesn't stop at the roster, as the announced positions for both Raw and SmackDown are currently being looked at. And it looks like Raw is about to have a massive upheaval, if the tweet from WrestleVotes is anything to be believed. They tweeted out, I've been told that the plan as of now for Raw's announced team is Vic Joseph and Dio Madden. There were numerous rumors regarding Vic Joseph getting the lead announcer's role. He's been getting rave reviews for his work on NXT UK and 205 Live. Obviously, formerly House of Hardcore announcer as well. But Dio Madden, quite a new name to the commentary position. Former NFL player, he decided a career change was necessary in 2016 and started to train as a professional wrestler under Booker T. And he was working for Booker T's Reality, a wrestling company. If you've ever seen Marcellus Black in action, that's Dio Madden. He was signed to the WWE in the summer of 2016, but hasn't made a debut on television yet. So they thought, He's got a good mouth on him. He's got a good way with words. Let's try him on 205 Live. I think the one thing that I think people keep calling back from Dio Madden's debut on 205 Live was probably the weed references. That on Monday night will be fine, I'm sure. Vic and Dio clearly made a strong enough impact in their very short time with the WWE comparatively to the point where they could be the lead announcers for Raw. What a different feel that would be. Also, it suggests that they are indeed going to be dropping back to a two-person commentary position, which I am all for Raw and SmackDown. I think it's less cluttered when it's just two people. I'm absolutely fine with that. Also suggests that we'll probably see Michael Cole and Corey Graves calling SmackDown, with Renee Young coming away from commentary and hosting the FS1 WWE talk show. That's all speculation so far. Let's just sit back and see how this all pans out. And finally, we had a Riot Squad reunion last night, which was nice to see. And finally, we've had a Riot Squad reunion. Liv Morgan, who has been absent from WWE for a few weeks now, with plans of a new look coming forward, posted a picture of herself, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riott with the caption, "Ruby and Sarah are sleeping over at my house, and I haven't been this happy in a long time." Now, the photo was posted in black and white, so we can't tell what colour Liv's hair is. Obviously, if it's purple, she's a heel, something that Sasha Banks has taught us recently. But she does have hair. There was speculation that she wouldn't, because she put that video on Twitter of her cutting hair quite recently. Riot Squad haven't been on telly for a while. They were brought in back in 2017. They moved to Raw. They got disbanded earlier this year when Morgan got drafted to SmackDown. And most recently, Liv Morgan was seen being owned by Charlotte Flair in the ring, after which she got on the commentary microphone and said, "When I come back, I'm going to be real." So we're waiting on a big return for Liv Morgan that we've not seen yet. But this is the first little indication, and it sounds like she's in a good place. So that's good to hear too. Lovely stuff. What a nice way to end the podcast. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. Thank you very much for downloading. If you haven't watched it yet, on our YouTube channel, we have the captivating career of Rey Mysterio. This guy has lived 1,000 lives in one, and you can find out all about Rey on our YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.